Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 21st, 1995.
Now, I've got the information this caller gave me. Back now to the caller on the line about Noah's Ark. You're back on the air, sir.
Yes, and you can call me Herr Wilhelm.
All right. Herr Wilhelm.
All right. You're missing the most important excavation Wendell is on. He is about to unearth the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabernacle Tent, and all of the temple artifacts of the ancient Hebrew temple.
No, sir, I've not missed it. I am aware of that search as well. I've seen a number of programs on it recently, and so I am very well aware of it.
He's going back in November and December, and he will probably unearth it probably then?
Well, yeah, I am aware of it. Thank you for the call, sir, and here's what I would say. Whether it's the Ark of the Covenant, truly an important find, or Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat, proving so many things at one time, it is going to force the world to look at the Bible afresh, wouldn't you say? To discover the Ark of the Covenant, to discover Noah's Ark, either one of these two would cause the entire world, all religions, to review suddenly what's contained in the Bible. It would change many, many things. There would, of course, be people who would not believe anything. But for the vast majority, if it is proven to them scientifically, believe me, it's going to bring on a lot of changes. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
KSL Sioux Falls.
Yes.
Hi. I used to work in a bank, and
Were you a teller?
No, I was in data entry.
Okay.
And I agree, something needs to be done about those checks, because we got so many in.
Really?
And we had a system that caught them, but I didn't hear the whole interview. Did this check have a bank routing number on it? Did he ever say that?
I'm sorry. All I know is, he told us it went through three banks, and finally the bank that caught it was the federal bank, you know, the Federal Reserve.
Right. Well, I have a hard time believing it would go through three banks if it didn't have a routing number on.
And here we've got a $95,000 plus check that is not endorsed. He never endorsed it.
That is unreal. But if there is a legitimate bank on that check and a legitimate routing number, I would say it's that bank's problem. Whoever this company banks with that sent the check out.
Well, you know, that's what Patrick suggested, and it seems to me if they can't get the money from Patrick, the bank is probably legally, if the case is that the non-negotiable is in fact negotiable, I'll tell you, this is going to bring on many changes.
Yes, well, there'll probably be a big legal battle between banks and
yes.
Bank against customer.
Yes.
But so he just went down in the first place and deposited to see if he could get away with it?
All he did was take it and put it in a deposit envelope, throw it into the ATM, punch up the numbers, and waited a few days, and the money showed up in his account.
Well, I don't think he'll end up getting to keep it, but if he does, I guess.
Would you?
Would I? I would be too scared.
Really?
To spend any of it, and I think he is too. That's why.
Oh, he hasn't. Now he went out and he got a bank. What do you call it? Not a money order, but a cashier's check in that amount, and put it in a safety deposit box. In fact, one of First Interstate's own.
Well, yeah, he's covering his butt.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. I can't wait to see how this comes out.
Yeah, well, keep us posted.
All right, well, believe me, we will. This is the program that stays on top of weird stories, no matter how weird they may be. I worry I'm going to get a call from him from in the pokey somewhere. But he did say, coming down to giving the money back or going to the pokey, he would definitely give the money back. That remains to be seen. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
KQMS, Redding, California.
Well, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. You know, I didn't get to call you and say congratulations that you have two new radio stations.
Oh,
You know what? I was going to let you publish my picture.
Well, you know what? It's too late now.
You threw them out, huh?
No, I didn't say I threw them out, but we already went through the photograph thing with the publisher. And
for your newsletter?
No, oh, no, for my book.
Your book? You were going to put my picture in your book?
I thought about it.
Well, oh, well. You can still publish them if you want, though.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll think it over. I mean, you initially didn't want it published.
Yeah, well, I feel prettier now.
You feel prettier?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to take another picture?
No. Oh, very funny. Well, I was going to say...
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
You know what?
Mm.
I think that FM radio station thing would be cool.
It is cool.
I think it would be really neat. I could have my own radio station.
That's right.
You know, to be in the 90s, you have to have a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be conspiracy theory radio.
You know who really who could do it well would be somebody in...